This is Dr. D. Sitaram detailing a cardiac progress notes on Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E, Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S. Date of examination 1/25/2013. Date of birth of the patient 3/16/1941. Bernice Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, a 71-year-old African-American female came to my office for cardiac follow-up. At this time, she denies significant chest pain or taking sublingual nitroglycerin. Period. Patient also denies dizziness or syncopal episode, period. There was no history of orthopnea, period. Patient also denies recent swelling of the legs, period. As part of cardiac evaluation, patient underwent 20% in stress cardiolite test on 11/1/2012, period. The nuclear scan was normal, with no evidence of reversible perfusion defects, period. Patient also has history of essential hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, abnormal electrocardiogram, and anxiety and vitamin D deficiency, period. Systemic review, patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted, period. Allergies, there were no known allergies, period. Personal history, patient quit smoking many years ago, period. There was no alcohol abuse, period. Physical examination showed a overweight patient weighing 197 pounds, not in acute distress. Blood pressure on arrival was 154/83. After rest, the blood pressure was 144/87, period. Patient states nowadays she is eating potato chips with salt. I spent some time regarding the diet with the patient. I advised the patient to be on a low cholesterol, low salt diet and to avoid high carbohydrate foods and to lose some weight, period. JVP was flat, cardiovascular system examination showed mild cardiomegaly, regular heart sounds, there were no ectopic beats, a systolic murmur grade 1/6 was best heard at the apex, suggestive of mitral regurgitation, there was no S3 gallop, there was no pericardial rub, respiratory system examination was clear, there was no clinical evidence of congestive heart failure, abdomen was soft, extremities showed no beating edema, period. Patient previous stress test as well as the lab and the previous electrocardiograms were reviewed with the patient again, period. The previous lab done by Dr. Susan Rice, R-I-C-E, patient PMD, was in September 2012, at which time the total cholesterol was 172 with a triglycerides of 91 and a HDL of 66. LDL was 88, period. Serum potassium is normal with 4.0. Serum creatinine is 0.9 with a BUN of 13, period. Impression 1, essential hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, GERD, next number, anxiety, next number. Left anterior fascicular block on previous EKG. Atypical, ATYPICAL, chest pains in the past. Next number, status post cholecystectomy. Next number, remote, REMOTE, smoking period. Plan of treatment, one, I advised again the patient to be on a low cholesterol, low salt diet, and to lose some weight and to increase her exercise period. Next number, medications at this time include Crestor, 10 milligram once daily. Maxide, M-A-X-I-D, one tablet daily. Verapamil, ER, 240 milligram once daily. Centrum Silver, one tablet daily. Vitamin D, 2000 units daily. Ranitidine, RANITIDINE, 150 milligram once daily. Ativan, 1 milligram on a PRN basis for anxiety. Next number. Patient is going to visit her PMD, Dr. Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Rice, R-I-C-E, in the next 2 weeks, at which time she wants to have the blood test, which should include electrolytes, bilirubin and creatinine, as well as liver enzymes. Period. Next number. I also advise the patient to keep a blood pressure diary at home and bring the papers for review period. If blood pressure is consistently high, I would add to the present regimen, REGIMN, either a ACE inhibitor or a ARB for further control of blood pressure period. Patient will be re-evaluated after 6-7 weeks period. Paragraph, please send a copy of this report to Dr. Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Rice, R-I-C-E, patient's PMD period. Thank you.